Get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House physician says President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. The White House addressed questions about President Trump's health due to reports of swelling in his legs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt at today's briefing says the president underwent vascular testing after he had swelling in his legs with all results within normal limits. Leavitt said President Trump noted, quote, mild swelling in his lower legs, which prompted the White House medical team to evaluate him.
And the use of aspirin, which is taken as part of a standard cardiovascular prevention regimen. This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy. And the president remains in excellent health.
Retail sales rose better than expected in June, up 0.6% in last month after declining 0.9% in May. The Commerce Department showing clothing and accessories along with health and personal care sales were up. A system continues to churn in the Gulf and expected to bring heavy rain to the Gulf Coast states. This is ABC News. Severe storms targeting parts of the South and East Coast again today. Yesterday, lightning struck at an archery camp, turning deadly in New Jersey.
One man is dead and more than a dozen others injured, including eight children, after they were struck by lightning at a New Jersey archery camp. The strike killing 61-year-old instructor Robert Montgomery. This is the 12th lightning fatality just this year and the second death in New Jersey from lightning this week.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. In Los Angeles, authorities are investigating whether someone has been impersonating a firefighter.
On Wednesday, the LAPD's Major Crimes Division and the FBI raided a large home in the Brentwood area of LA where somebody had an old but real fire truck and firefighter gear in a case that appears to involve impersonating a firefighter. The fire truck had burn marks on it. There are questions if an impersonator used it in the recent wildfires. Records show the truck is registered to the Santa Muerte Fire Department, a city and department that do not exist.
ABC's Alex Stone, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. The body of a 13-year-old boy who went missing Tuesday in a Sheboygan area lake has been recovered. Sheboygan Fire Chief Eric Montanello said dive teams had trouble combing the bottom of the water at J.C. Quarry Park.
The way the rock walls are, there's a lot of crevices, so the sonar can't always go in there. So we had to send our divers in there, and that's the most painstaking because they're doing it all by hand and feel, and the visibility was less than a foot.
Parts of J.C. Quarry are up to 50 feet deep. The poor water quality forced teams to call off the search Tuesday night. The victim hasn't been identified. Court proceedings are suspended for a Janesville man accused in the fatal stabbing of his 8-year-old sister. In Rock County Court Tuesday, a doctor hired by the defense testified that 22-year-old Davian Lathrop suffered from unspecified psychosis on the schizophrenia spectrum. Judge Jeffrey Kuglich.
At times he's been engaged, other times he's been totally disinterested. Intense staring at certain people in the courtroom.
Kuglich found Lathrop wasn't competent to stand trial. He'll be held by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for treatment until he gains competency. Activity at the Port of Green Bay is off compared to last year at this time.
Shipping totals were still lagging behind last year in June, according to figures shared by port officials. Last month, the port had 137,725 tons of materials and raw goods pass through. That's above May's total, but year-to-date totals are 47% lower than at the same point of last year's shipping season. Port Director Dean Hain notes the season's slow start continues to affect this year's overall volumes. A total of 15 ships visited the Port of Green Bay in June. So far this year, 32 vessels have stopped the port. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, 66 degrees.
Soybean oil futures traded to the highest level in 2 years today. That helped pull bean prices to the upside. Wheat futures fell heavy again. That anchored the corn market. Cattle complex was lower but finished well above session lows. And lean hog futures pushed sharply higher.
Live from my brother's birthday, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Shay Oak from AgView Solutions. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory. I'm so excited on Brother Birthday Day. Chip, I can't even talk. I can't keep it in.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Is that the J or the T?
It's the T. It's the T. Hoobinocket. Yep, old Hoobinocket. My granddad had a hired man around the farm when we were boys, and for some reason he started calling my little brother Hoobinocket. I don't know. We were never given an explanation.
I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, I wish. There was no explanation for what that meant, why he's, what. I still call him Hoobie to this day. Come on, Hoobie. Get it together.
Kidding.
Happy birthday, Hoobinocket.
Happy birthday, buddy. I spent a little time on an island up in Canada with that guy.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday afternoon. Okay, we're going to talk markets, but, dude, I am so excited about this. This conversation with Shay. We're going to go over the fall management checklist. And
ooh, I like that.
Take a look at Take a look at some of the things that you should be thinking about. Now, I get it. You got lots of scouting to do. You've got lots of prep to do for harvest and everything. But part of that is getting your mind right to make sure that you take care of business during what is the busiest time of the year. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. This is going to be a great conversation with Shay.
A checklist.
Yeah.
That's good. That I can get
those
my head
are good
around.
Those are good for guys like me.
Yeah,
just
same.
Give me a checklist.
Yep.
Give me something that I need to check that I can follow directions on very easily, and that'll usually get me home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to the markets. We can get Oliver in here.
Sure thing. September soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and tried to turn higher, but then fell to close near session lows. Front month SRW futures dropped to the lowest level since May 14. Export sales of wheat for the 25-26 marketing year in the weekend of July 10 totaled 494,000 metric tons, in line with trade expectations. The U.S. dollar index moved solidly higher today, just ahead of the pullback in wheat prices. Harvest progress and improving spring wheat crop conditions also limited buying in the wheat markets. September hard red winter wheat futures were 5.25 cents lower at 517.5. September soft red wheat down 7.75 to 533.5. September spring wheat futures at last trade 1.75 cents lower, 597.75.
Yeah, we got a little taste of demand earlier in the week on wheat. We need more. We definitely need some more.
Old crop corn export sales weekend of July 10 were terrible. Totaled just 98,000 metric tons. That was way short of trade expectations, a new low for the marketing year. New crop sales totaled 566,000 metric tons. That one was in line with trade expectations. Yeah. After three consecutive higher closes to start the week, corn prices were pulled down by losses in wheat futures and by a weather forecast that is still mostly non-threatening. There are reports of earlier than normal disease development in the corn market, and the weather forecast is turning hotter and a bit drier, but traders continue to factor in big crop expectations. September corn futures 3.25 cents lower at 4.02. December corn down 3 cents, 4.21. March corn futures closed at 4.38 1/4. That one's down 2.75 cents today.
Southern rust in Iowa. We had that confirmed this morning in the conversation. Yeah. Darren from the Iowa State Pest Management system there was on the morning show, and he talked about southern rust in Iowa. That's a bit scary for the middle of July, guys.
Well, soy oil futures traded sharply higher with support from smaller-than-expected stocks in yesterday afternoon's National Oilseed Processors Association crush report for June. Bean oil is also getting bigger-picture support from beneficial biofuels policies designed to incentivize a record level of bean oil in fuel production. August bean oil posted a new contract high and traded to the highest level in 2 years. That helped pull bean prices higher. August beans opened lower and near session lows and rallied to close high range. Old crop export sales of soybeans weakened to July 10 totaled 272,000 metric tons. That was in line with expectations. New crop bean sales outpaced trade guesses, totaling 530,000 metric tons. August beans all told 8 cents higher, 10.21.5. September beans up 6.25 to 10.12. November beans closed at 10.26.5. That's up 6 cents on the day.
Yeah, and August soybean oil today was up 140 points. 140 points. That was a big move. Even got meal to close just slightly higher, up 30 cents on the day.
Disappointment with old crop cotton sales, just 5,500 metric tons, 90% below the four-week average chip. December cotton today was 24 points higher at 68.80. Turning to the livestocks, August live cattle opened higher and on session highs, fell to test support at yesterday's low, and then rallied back to close just slightly lower. Beef export sales of nearly 9,000 metric tons, 28% below the four-week average. August fat cattle today, 22.5 cents lower, 223.67.5. August feeders off 57.5 to 325 on the snout. And pork export sales, 17,000 metric tons, about half the four-week average, but short covering lifted prices. August hogs were $1.40 all told, higher at 105.82.5, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
Doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Okay, not bad. Corn sat back a little bit. We're still higher on the week. Do you like it?
Still higher on the week. I still like it. Today's price action wasn't great, but it wasn't, you know, a disaster by any means. We did test and hold yesterday's high to a T, 425.75. Now we're keeping a close eye on Monday's high and yesterday's low, 418.75. So, I mean, a break above or a break below would move the market in the next direction. So 418.75 is really what we want to see defended going into the weekend. And looking into next week's trade, I think one thing to note is that we have traded lower for 7 out of the last 8 Mondays, I believe, on mostly benign weather. So something to keep a close eye on ahead of the weekend.
Yeah, Yeah, excellent. Okay, August live cattle had an inside trading day today, but closed well above the session lows. I was kind of impressed.
The cattle market is the gift that keeps on giving. It continues to grind to grind higher. We are approaching a pretty seasonally weak time of year, more so on the deferred contracts. So looking out to October for live cattle and then November for feeders. The back half of July, really the last week of July through the first week of September, a little bit of a seasonal top on a historical basis. So this market has bucked a lot of seasonal trends. So take those seasonals with a grain of salt. What I've been telling guys is don't go all in short because there's a bearish seasonal. At very least, it should be a caution flag to temper your bullishness.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good counsel right there, Oliver, as always. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. I had a little brain fog earlier. When I was talking about this morning's show, it was Darren Mueller, extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University. He's the coordinator of the Iowa State Integrated Pest Management Program there. Go back and give that a listen. Some very good information in that conversation. Shea Folk is next.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. Tell them you won't be in
today. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. I need to mention this. It's happening August 21st, Rochester, Minnesota. We are going to have the first ever Farm Journal Yield Academy. Okay?
So we've never tried this before because we didn't know if the world was ready yet.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a big part of it. And I mean, how do you get the world ready for Ken Ferry, David Hula, and Randy Doughty to be in the mm-hmm. same place at the same time, yeah. talking about yeah. growing corn and soybeans? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to have Machinery Pete and Casey's talking about equipment. Dan Bossi is going to be there talking about marketing.
Love Dan.
And then this guy, Shay Folk from AgView Solutions, is going to be there to be part of it as well. Shay, how are you, buddy? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing really good. We're in north central Illinois here, and, man, crops are growing fast, and it's beautiful.
Are they? Yeah, yeah, good. We're looking pretty good over this direction. I know you know that as well. Hey, real quick, by the way, to get more on the Farm Journal Yield Academy, go to farmjournalyieldacademy.com, and when you get there, use AgriTalk in the promo code, and you can get half off the cost of admission. Tell me more about how things are looking over there. Wasn't it getting a little dry for you?
We were. The pocket that we've been in, Chip, has been dry kind of from the start, but had some blessings of about 2 inches of rain last week. And then actually yesterday, out of the blue, I'm spraying soybean fungicide, and I look up and see these clouds in the distance. And that squall that came across Illinois and Indiana right here on our home farm dumped an inch in about 20 minutes. And
holy smokes.
Yeah, you know, half an inch to 3/10 kind of in our little band here, but yeah, truly, truly a great blessing, and things are looking good. I only have one field that I have to go respray on fungicide because the rain fast isn't quite close enough to when we get the rain. So
that's what that pop-up shower will do to you. It's adding bushels, but it added a little bit of cost because you got to get back out there and do it. Is do your homework with what your crop looks like. How is it going to compare to expectations? How is it going to compare to your logistics and how you can handle those bushels, right?
Mm-hmm. And production is all where it starts, Chip. And that's the first thing we want to hit on this management checklist is whether you're in a really good looking area or you're in a poor looking area due to a late start or what have you. You have to do a good production estimate for your farm operation and say, where do we think our yields are going to be? If we have excess bushels, what do we do with it? And if we have a downfall of bushels, what does that look like as well? So I think, you know, like you said, people are out scouting fields, they're spraying fungicide, they're doing all the management things, but really you have to do some of the logistical planning as well. And from that production standpoint, as you get into early to late August, and then even into September with some of the soybeans, get out there, do your final scouting, put a checklist in for what you think your yields are going to be, and that's going to lead you straight into step number two, which is what's your marketing?
Right. Okay. You got to define excess bushels.
So if you have a 3 to 5 year yield history in your farm operation of 220 bushels, and you go out there and say, man, Chip, we're 230, 240, whatever it is, the first thing I would say is that dramatically decreases your cost of production. You know, yeah. Oliver mentioned it earlier, we're sitting here in that 418 to 425 range. Well, a lot of our clients are sitting somewhere around 465, 468 as a cost of production. We're a ways away from that. If you look at a 240, 250 bushel yield for that same 220 bushel APH producer, now their cost of production is down around 410. So this cost of production is this moving target. If you got good bushels, you might have an opportunity to be marketing at a profit right now. You got to pull the trigger on some of that. And there's some other things that factor into that too. We'll hit on here later, but just know what that yield is, figure out that cost of production.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's so important because, you know, so many of us in the job that I've had in the past, and Chris does it too. You do it. Hey, guys, you got to understand your cost of production, but you also have to understand that that is a moving target. And the sooner that you can figure out what that moving target, where it's going to land, the better the odds of actually hitting the target with your marketing. So get out there, get it figured out. And you're not going to be exactly right, but boy, get pointed in the right direction. The other thing there on that, Shay, is on the logistics front. This is what I always call the priority bushels, because if you don't have room for them, they got to go to town.
They got to go somewhere.
They got to go somewhere. That's exactly right. So that's why I call them priority bushels. You got to figure out how to best manage those bushels and get at least break even on them on your marketing. Boy, that puts you a step ahead with everything else, doesn't it?
And I got to say, middle of July here, Chip, you know, there's two things that you have at play that we know historically every year is you have a move-in basis typically as you head into harvest, particularly with a big crop that's sitting out there. So with that big move-in basis, are you capitalizing on that right now? Because those excess priority bushels, some people call them gambling bushels for the ones that are left over at the end of the year. But the priority bushels that need to be moved, pair that against the other part of this, the back end, which is your cash flow. What are your cash flow needs as you go through the year? And I'll tell you, there's some opportunities as we head into the next month looking at prepay. So as you start thinking about purchasing fuel, purchasing nitrogen, looking ahead to the 2026 crop, as we're the eternal optimists, the eternal long game as farmers, there's considerations there. And with that cash flow, the cost of money continues to be pretty high. And I'll tell you, you know, a 500 acre farm operation with corn, 500 acres of beans, the cost of holding that at today's levels on corn is $4,000 a month if you store your entire crop for 5 months, and it's $2,600 a month on soybeans. So if you think you're going to hold those crops for a year, that's going to cost you $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. Are you taking that into consideration? And do you think that you're going to capture enough carry? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't know.
Yeah, and you've got to look at the carry in the market, right, that's available to you right now. And if it doesn't cover your costs, you got to make some pretty tough decisions.
Mm-hmm. And those priority bushels, Chip, the other thing here, you know, it's tough to look at the numbers. I've run several polls on X and just talking with our clients. About 75% of people are less than 25% sold on 2025 crop. 75% of people have less than their 2025 have less than 25% of their 2025 crop sold. There's a lot of bushels out there that need moved, guys. Yeah. You got to make a decision on them.
Yep. That's exactly right. You know, one of the things that we probably could have even started this conversation with, Shay, is you got to get your storage ready by making sure that it's cleaned out. You know?
Oh yeah. There's still a lot of bushels moving right now.
We were talking with Brant Heitman from BIS Commodities down in Cedar Rapids. I think it was just last week, or maybe it was Monday. It was Monday. And he was talking about some of the ethanol facilities up in the northern part of the state are offering DP just so that guys can get their bins cleaned out. I hate it as an option. I don't like that marketing tool at all, but it's evidence of how much corn is still out there to move, right?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, tough situation. Nobody feels good about it. Nobody feels good about the prices, and nobody really wants to feel good about it when they look back at the interest cost that it has been here over the last 7 months since that crop had an opportunity to move at the end of 2024. But here we are, and I'm a realist, Chip. The reality of the situation is if you got bushels, you got to deal with them. If you have excess bushels coming in, you got to deal with them. So make a decision, because making no decision is still a decision, and you're probably not going to like the outcome.
That's right. The other thing that I love, the fact that you put the numbers on it, is that there is a real cost of money. There are some that just say, oh, come on, I own the storage. Great. Good for you. But there is still a cost associated with putting that crop in the bin, even if you own it outright. Correct?
I'll tell you right now, Chris and I are big advocates that bins are a harvest tool. They're not necessarily a marketing tool. And, you know, I kind of made a note here. We can joke that bins still come with an ability to lock the door on it, and they probably shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to put a padlock on there. It should have a conveyor, easy access point, so that you can get them in and out. That would probably be money better spent. There are some opportunities in carry, and people will push back and say, well, look at the adjustments that we had from numbers last year to a low of 365, and then we were 465 this spring. There's opportunities, but are you thinking strategically about it?
Yeah. All right. We are going to continue this conversation about the fall management checklist that the guys at AgView Solutions are working with this year. Our guest today is Shay Folk. For those of you that saw the promo earlier that Chris Barron was going to be on, well, Chris had a little travel problem, but you know what? I'm okay with that. I love this conversation.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For September, HRW wheat futures were 5.25 cents lower at 517.5. September soft red winter wheat down 7.75 cents to 533.5. September corn futures 3.25 cents lower, 402. Dees corn down 3 cents, 421. August beans 8 cents higher, 1021.5. November beans close at 1026.5. That's up 6 cents on the day. December cotton 24 points higher, 6880. Over to the livestock. August fat cattle were 22.5 lower, 223.67.5. August feeders off 57.5 to 325 even. And August lean hog futures $1.40 higher at 105.82.5. Get more market news every market day. Simply visit tryprofarmer.com.
The scoop.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. Then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, 66 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
We are running down.
Birthday cake in the throat. Birthday cake in the throat.
Is that what it was?
Hoobinocket's fault. Oh. Yep, I'm blaming you, Hoobie.
Gotcha.
Birthday boy or no. Sorry, go on. I interrupted you.
Oh, that's fine. Hey. Welcome back. We are going through the fall management checklist with Shay Folk from AgView Solutions. Shay, we had a conversation with Jared Creed, JC Marketing, yesterday, and we ended up talking quite a bit about crop insurance and how it's influencing some marketing decisions. Talk to me about how that comes into play when you think about fall marketing.
Great lead in. And what I would say is with the indemnity payments that may or may not come as a result of crop insurance, we always encourage people to take that and dial it back to a per bushel basis. And this is so important, whether we're talking insurance payments or some of these other three-letter, four-letter programs that seem to be coming back around. SDRP is a new one. People remember MFP, all the other ones that we had there. If you're getting in either insurance indemnity payments from last year's crop, or if you're anticipating payments this year in 2025, take those checks and take it over the crop that you're producing this year and add it back into your cost of production. So you might be looking at a crop that is costing you $4.58 a bushel, but if you're getting 30 cents, 40 cents per bushel as a result of crop insurance indemnity payments or any of these other government programs that paychecks are going out in the mail right now, you need to tie that back in your marketing. That's what the programs are designed for. And sometimes we're guilty of just saying, hey, great, there's a check, let's use it to prepay, or let's, you know, you're not tying it back into your marketing. And, you know, I'm sure Jared hit on some of that too, but it's so important just that we look at not only your cost of production, but you're producing your costs, and what are you going to do about that? How does that tie back into your marketing?
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things that I hear tossed around from time to time is, you know, that okay, the way that this D's corn market was trading just until Monday, under heavy pressure as late as Friday, as recently as Friday last week, you know, it kind of maxing out your indemnity payment. There are some that will say, listen, we need to hedge that indemnity payment. There are others that would say, boy, all you're doing is asking for trouble, because if this thing turns around and goes and keeps going down, now you're losing 2 cents for every penny down.
Yeah, I think from a practicality standpoint, I like looking at the world as it is. And so take the variables that you know and factor that into your plan. So a lot of it ties back into, we know in some cases you're going to have excess bushels. How many bushels are that? What are you going to do to move it? If you don't have those bushels, you know, there may be a reason, whether it's price or yield, that you're getting those insurance indemnity payments. That needs to factor back into your overall management decisions. And I think this is a pretty stark example, but I had this written down here, Chip. So the 220 bushel average production history for a farm operation in Iowa or Illinois has a cost of production maybe around 451. If you drop that to the 85% insurance level on yield, that's 187 bushels an acre, their cost of production goes up to 526. That's a big stretch. That's 75 cents that needs to be made up in indemnity payments in order to protect that at 85% level of coverage. The opposite end of that is when you have a farmer that has fantastic yields out there and they're looking at, you know, 250, 253 as their farm production history, your cost of production plummets down to 408. Now you're profitable at today's levels. So again, what are the management decisions that you can go out and make today? And on your crop insurance comment, that what I want to make sure is that through AgView Solutions, we have three free tools that we offer. One is a crop insurance indemnity calculator. We'll send that to you. One is an excess bushel calculator, which is kind of what our conversation is based around today. So as part of your fall management checklist, shoot me an email. And then the final one is a cash flow marketing tool. And it just lays out, when are my expenses? What am I going to do about needing money in September or needing money in November or December when I have these prepay opportunities? And if you've never mapped it out, boy, it'll open your eyes and say, okay, I need to move 15% of my grain in this month and 30% in this month to match it with the cash flow so that you're not getting buried with those interest expenses that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How do you want people to get a hold of that, those tools?
My email is Shay, Shay, at AgViewSolutions.com. And just mention the AgriTalk, you know, session here, and I'll shoot those over. But again, That's nothing business leading. That's just, we want to put the tools in your hand to make sure that you guys can make the best decisions, because it's important. And in years like 2025, it's going to make a difference.
Okay. And he's not kidding when he says that, you guys. I've known Shay long enough. I've known Chris for 20, at least 20 years. And
you're dating yourself, Chip.
Well, it's true. It is true. And these tools that Shay is talking about, they want you to have them. They want you to have them because they are kind of the basis of just getting started with these things. So shoot him an email, Shay, S-H-A-Y, at agviewsolutions.com. I got a text from somebody said, what if I don't have this? What if I fall short? Well, how does that change up the checklist?
So there's two items that I would say on that. If you're falling short of what you marketed, you need to be having those conversations right now with the processors. Do not wait. And I know some people are experiencing pollination issues. Some people are extremely dry. Some people had a late crop to start with. Yeah. You know, we've had several conversations over the years looking at what if I can't deliver on those contracts. Breathe easy. There's options there. Work with the processors. But that conversation needs to be had right now. Don't wait until you're short 40,000 bushels of corn to deliver and you say, oh, by the way, I don't have this for December delivery. That's not the right answer. The alternative is there is, again, a calculation that's going to be coming in to play here of what is the indemnity calculation on a per bushel basis. So you do have to take that into consideration of what do those dollars look like, not necessarily from the processor standpoint, but from your business management decision. You know there's going to be dollars coming in. There's going to be conversations you need to have with your lenders, with your shareholders or partners that you have in the farm business. Just get ahead of that, I guess, is what I would say, first of all. If you're going to be short on bushels for whatever reason, do the right thing, be proactive, and, man, you'll sleep better at night, and I think your partners will too.
Yeah. Yeah, Shay, we had Paul Schadeg from Farmers National on the show this morning. We were talking about land values, and he made the comment that growers are still using a lot of cash when they're making land purchases. How is the cash flow situation out there across the country?
I would say it's a tale of two sides of a coin, Chip. There's folks that have smoked their working capital over the last 3 to 4 years as a result primarily of the fall that we saw in prices from 2023 into 2024, overstated balance sheets, poor marketing decisions. Again, right or wrong, I'm not being personal with that. But you had overstated balance sheets at the end of 2023 that led into major cash flow problems in 2024. Lower levels of profitability in 2024. Now here we are. The operations that capitalized really forward marketed into 23 and 24, they have cash. They've built the reserves. They're making these land purchases. And I think we see this with every cycle. So people need to maybe take a step back out of 2025 and say, let's look back to when this last came around, 2014, 2015. We ran into the same things. You have overinflated equipment prices. You get a hard crash on the equipment prices. You get land values that continue to climb. And at the same time, you have working capital that's just getting eaten up by the day. Operations prepared themselves in that cycle. Operations prepared themselves for this cycle. And I'll tell you, the ones that have cash are the ones that are being proactive with the decision making, right or wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Another text during the break. Talk to me about input costs on 2026. What are you guys anticipating? I mean, it's going to be a dang expensive crop to put in the ground.
I think a serious consideration needs to be made. There's so much corn out there this year, and I don't have a crystal ball. If you find one, let me know. But I'll tell you that the expenses that are going into the 2026 crop is very interesting, with all-time highs in some of these fertilizer categories. What I would say, though, is I was just looking at it here about an hour ago. These 26 is actually not that far off of attractive levels, or at least profitable levels, even when you run your numbers for 2026 input costs. And 4 or 5 days ago, I had someone say, well, what are your thoughts on 2027? And so are you looking that far ahead, too? And I'm pretty long. I'm pretty forward looking. And 2027 caught me off guard a little bit. But I think you know, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that exist. And if we get another 14, 20 cent rally, as you look at these 26, and you're thinking about the prepays and you're looking at the cost of the purchases, even if you're not locking in those costs right now with prepays, mm-hmm. you're going to know with a degree of certainty if you plug in today's numbers, whether you're profitable at those levels. So my farmer marketing hat that I put on says that you should probably be taking a close look at 2026 as you look at possible prepay expenses here over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Run the crush, run your expense, and figure out if it's going to lock you in or not. I'll just give it to you here real quick. Dease 26, 456 and a quarter. Dease 27, 465. Heck, you know, if you want to pay for it, make a bin payment, the July is out of the July of 28 is out to 483 and a quarter. So,
you know, I looked at that and I thought, ooh, that's attractive, but time will tell.
That's exactly right. Shay, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate what you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Shay Folk, Ag View Solutions. If you want those tools that Shay was talking about, Shay, S-H-A-Y, at AgView Solutions. All right, Davis and I will be right back to put a wrap on today's AgriTalk.
There's danger.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code IMPACT and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code IMPACT to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code IMPACT. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. For a limited time, 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AGRITALK for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. All my your pal, the cleanly shorn, handsome newsman, Davis Michaels. And I got that haircut.
I saw
and I'm like,
that.
You got to see this. I'm going to take my headphones off. I told him, let's go short. Let's get crazy with it. Look at this. Full ball fade, baby. All the way around.
Oh, man.
It feels so good.
Jeez,
the thing is, problem is, I gave my mother a heart attack when I hit my head on the corner of a bed frame right with this part of my head. And they cut the bangs short enough you can see the scar.
You can see the scar.
I'm a little disappointed.
Like, you need to be careful going out in the sun, too, now.
I know. I'll, like, burn just around here.
That will burn.
Well, it's a good thing that I've got a fresh haircut, because you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but I finally have been awarded a trophy, and it arrived just today. Here it is, the trophy for the handsome newsman himself. I'm not sure where this came from or who sent this to me, but thank you so much. If I start naming names, I'll forget somebody. But finally, a trophy.
That is some serious hardware. It's got a crown out the top.
Oh, you better believe it.
That's pretty impressive.
Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it. I can see it. It looks like an Emmy from this angle now.
Well, maybe one day it will be, Chip. Maybe one day. One for each of us, I dare say. The Ag Daytime Emmys. Is that a thing?
Yeah. No. No, it's
Joe,
not.
Joe, get us nominated, would you? Joe, he'll take care of it. I have a question for you. This is a little bit fundamental to the Flory Way and AgriTalk. Every once in a while, we probably get new listeners who don't know our history quite as well. What's your beef with DP? Deferred pricing, right? Do I have that right? Deferred pricing is the D and the P?
Yeah.
You hate it.
Yep, deferred price contract. My beef is this. So it is a cash contract. So you deliver, you physically deliver the grain, but do not establish a price. Now, you will get a portion of the anticipated price right up front. So it will help with some cash flow needs. Okay? But in doing so, what you have done is you have supplied the cash market with something that it wants. Your corn. Without setting the price.
You've destroyed the supply and demand balance or imbalance.
Exactly. Ah. Exactly. That's why... When people talk about, geez, I just needed some cash flow, but I didn't want to do this. You know what? There's the commodity loan program. Hmm. You can take out a loan at the loan rate. Geez, I don't even know. It's been so long since we've really talked about it that I've kind of forgotten the language that goes along with loan programs. But you can get the it's through the Commodity Credit Corporation. You can get a loan there, and you can, it's cheap interest. You can pay it back, and it to me, if you just have a short term cash flow situation, using the marketing loan program makes more sense, lot more sense than the DP.
Shea Folk was our guest today, everyone, from AgView Solutions, a terrific conversation. He mentioned something about overstated balance sheets in previous years and how that led to cash flow difficulties in the future. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, everything got built up on, you know, in the go-go time. Everything got built up. The land prices got I'm not saying the land prices have backed off all that much from where we were, but on some of these balance sheets, instead of putting in a, hey, this is where it's going to be a year from now, they've got today's price in there on a balance sheet now. So maybe that took – maybe the land market in a specific area, it might be off 10%. Something like that from where it peaked out. But on that balance sheet, maybe it's off 25%. The equipment values, you had that. I mean, some of that equipment was going up in value on an annual basis. And guys were putting the higher prices in there. Now it's backed off. So it's not just cash flow. It's asset driven. Is what's bringing that balance sheet back.
That's really good. He elucidated very clearly at the very beginning of your conversation with him about how the cost of production can be a moving target. He talked about applying, I believe, applying some fungicide, and then some of it got rained out, had to go reapply. We've added more to the cost of production there. But that that cost of production moves, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, okay, here are the example that he gave. I made some notes on it. So if the yield that you have plugged into your balance sheet is 220, because that's your historical yield, and your current cost of production is $4.51. So that's where he stands right now. If that goes down, if your yield goes down to 210, just 10 bushels, your cost of production goes up 28 cents a bushel. Goes down 20, you're up 59 cents. Goes down 30 bushel, you're up 75 cents on your cost of production. Now, let's take it the other way. If you go from 220 to 250, you're only gaining 43 cents on it. Okay? So that when you lose bushels, your cost of production goes up in a hurry. Now, when you gain those bushels, your cost of production does come down, but it comes down at a slower rate than if you're losing bushels. So
interesting. Yeah.
It's you want to talk about a moving target. That is the definition of a moving target right there. No doubt about it. No doubt.
Right on.
All right. You know what I got to get to here real quick, don't you?
Yeah,
I'm jumping out to it.
I
National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for July 23rd through the 27th. Above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt, most of the country, as a matter of fact. High probability of above normal temperatures over the central and eastern Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation in the Dakotas, northern Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and spots to the north of that. Near normal to below normal south of that line. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Come back tomorrow morning. We got the free-for-all right here on AgriTalk.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Trump was noticing mild swelling in his lower legs, and doctors who evaluated the 79-year-old diagnosed the president with a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. Press Secretary